The ARRL audio news begins right now.
I'm John Ross, KDIDJ, and this is the ARRL audio news for Friday, August 1st, 2025. Amateur radio operators, including volunteers serving in the ARRL Amateur Radio Emergency Services ARES, were active in monitoring the potential impacts of tsunami waves following an earthquake off the Russian coast on July 29, 2025. That quake registered 8.8 on the Richter scale and prompted tsunami concerns and warnings around the Pacific Rim. ARRL Pacific Section Manager Alan Menchen, AD6E, lives in Wailuka, Hawaii, and he was monitoring ham radio communications across the state. There was some minor flooding in a few areas. It could have been worse, he said. Some of the early waves were measured at 4.5 feet. Waves continued this morning, but at a much lower level and difficult to notice by the naked eye, he added. The well-networked ham radio operators in Hawaii quickly sprang into action following the alerts. Informal VHF nets were held on amateur radio repeaters. Rick Ward, WH6FC, held an informational statewide HF net on 7090 kHz lower sideband for many hours, and there were about 57 check-ins. On the U.S. mainland, radio amateurs were also on alert. The Oregon coast teams appear to have been in informal monitoring modes so that they were readily available for activation if needed, said Bonnie Altus, AB7ZQ, who serves as the section emergency coordinator of the ARRL Orange Section. The California Rescue Net on 40 meters was activated, according to Bob Turner, W6RHK, section manager of the ARRL Orange Section. The net received some preparation reports from the San Francisco Bay Area and Santa Cruz, along with some maritime mobile stations with routine traffic. Orange County Racies checked into the net to inquire about tsunami traffic. Ham radios operators are trained for situations like this. In March, operators in the ARRL Los Angeles section participated in a tsunami exercise, simulating their response following large earthquakes with magnitudes 6 through 9 that appeared over several hours, much like the real-world instance. And across the Caribbean, ARRL volunteers took part in Caribbee Wave 2025 drill in the same month. And you can read more at ARRL.org. There's a new resource from ARRL documenting the history of ham radio. Radio Alpha is the ARRL Museum and Research Library. It is available for viewing at www.arrl.org/museum.